Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates historic new Pamban rail bridge in Tamil Nadu, also to lay foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupee rail and road projects. Prime Minister says India is proud to support Sri Lanka's development journey and his visit will add momentum to bilateral ties. President Draupadi Murmu to leave on a four-day state visit to Portugal and Slovakia today. Ram Navami being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in the country. Massive protests take place in US and other European cities against President Donald Trump's economic policies and plans to downsize the government. And in IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to face Gujarat Titans in Hyderabad this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and flagged off a Coast Guard ship which passes through the bridge for the first time. Apart from inaugurating the sea lift bridge, Mr. Modi flagged off the Rameshwaram Tambaram Express. More from our correspondent.
The bridge, built at a cost of ₹550 crore, carries a deep cultural significance to the Ramayana and links Rameswaram to the mainland. The bridge is constructed with stainless steel reinforcement, high-grade protective paint and fully welded joints. It is designed for dual rail tracks to accommodate future demands and a special coating to protect against corrosion. It is to be noted that the old bridge, which was constructed in 1914, was the only main link between Rameswaram and the mainland and served as a cultural icon for over 100 years. It was closed for traffic in 2022. The number of domestic tourist travels to Rameswaram is over 20 crore every year. Joy, Akashvani, Chennai.
As today is the auspicious occasion of Ram Navami, the Prime Minister is offering obeisance at the Rameshwaram Temple. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation for 8,300 crore rupee worth rail and road infrastructure projects connecting Rameshwaram. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting. After the meeting, Mr. Modi will leave for Madurai and later leave for Delhi around 4 p.m. Prime Minister Mr. Modi has said that India is proud to support Sri Lanka in various aspects of their development journey. In a social media post, he expressed deep gratitude to Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake, the people and the government for the warmth extended during his visit. The Prime Minister said that be it in Colombo or Anuradhapura, the visit has reaffirmed the deep cultural, spiritual and civilizational ties between the two nations. Mr. Modi added that this visit will surely add momentum to the bilateral relations between both countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his three-day state visit to Sri Lanka today, marking a new chapter in the long-standing ties between the two neighbours.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his three-day state visit to Sri Lanka today with prayers at the sacred Jayashree Mahabodhi Temple and the joint inauguration of the India-bagged Maho-Omantai railway line with President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake. The visit reinforced the deepening of India-Sri Lanka bilateral relations across multiple domains, including defence, energy, connectivity and digital infrastructure. Earlier yesterday, both leaders held wide-ranging discussions, resulting in key developmental and strategic initiatives. The visit also reinforced the cultural connect that bonds the people of both countries across millennia, which was underscored through PM's interactions with the Tamil leaders as well as his visit to the sacred city of Anuradhapura. In a mark of friendship and appreciation, PM Modi was also conferred the Sri Lanka Mitra Vibhushan, one of the country's highest civilian honours, symbolising Sri Lanka's appreciation for India's timely and generous support during the 2022 economic crisis. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
The PM's visit epitomizes India's unwavering commitment to its neighborhood first policy and its broader Mahasagar vision for maritime cooperation and regional integration. During the discussions, both leaders addressed the fishermen issue, where India maintained that the issue be addressed in a humanitarian manner and urged early release of the captured fishermen and their boats. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that the Sri Lankan government has released 11 fishermen as a gesture of goodwill and more would be released soon.
Both sides are in touch with each other on the possibility of convening the next round of fishermen's associations talks between Sri Lanka and India. The idea is to continue this engagement and arrive at mutually acceptable ways to avoid some of the more difficult situations that arise as a result of this issue.
President Draupadi Murmu will embark on state visits to Portugal and Slovakia from tomorrow until the 10th of this month. She will depart today and will reach Portugal later tonight. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Portugal is taking place after a gap of 27 years and comes as India and Portugal are celebrating 50 years of re-establishment of diplomatic relations. India and Portugal share historic and friendly bilateral ties which have evolved over the years into a modern and dynamic partnership. The visit will provide further impetus to India's growing relations with Portugal. President Draupadi Murmu will also visit Slovakia. This will be the first visit by the President of India to Slovakia in 29 years. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the BJP has never compromised with its ideology for power and position. Addressing the party workers at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the party's ideology is affiliated to the Indian tradition and culture.
आपने देखा एक लंबी लड़ाई के बाद आज रामनवमी के दिन लाखों दर्शन करने वाले लोग भव्य रामलला की मूर्ति को और भव्य राम मंदिर को देखे और हम लोगों ने हमेशा कहा वी हैव नॉट वर्कड ऑन द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ द पार्टी वी हैव नॉट वर्कड इन द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ एक्स और वाई वी हैव वर्कड फॉर द नेशन नेशन फर्स्ट देश को आगे रखा.
He added that the BJP is also a cadre-based and mass-based party committed to inclusive and humanistic growth, which has led it to be the world's largest political party. Mr. Nadda also mentioned that the next week, party workers will visit around 5 lakh booths and also visit the members of the Janasangh or any founding member of the BJP. Union Minister Amit Shah is to be on a 3-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir beginning today to review the security situation and interact with the security personnel. During his visit, Mr. Shah will also meet the BJP MLAs in Jammu and chair a meeting to review the annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra. More from our correspondent.
Home Minister Amit Shah will be reaching Jammu in the afternoon and will be meeting with 28 BJP MLAs in the evening to review their performance in the assembly during first budget session of the present government. He will take feedback from the MLAs, especially about budget session of the legislature, which will resume on April 7. Union Minister Dr. Jitinder Singh will be joining Amit Shah in Jammu. Shah will be in Jammu till the afternoon of April 7 and will then proceed to Srinagar. The Home Minister will be chairing two crucial and separate security review meetings. One of the meeting will be the unified headquarters in which Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, top brass of Home Ministry, Army, Paramilitary Forces, J&K Police, intelligence agencies and civil administration will be present. Besides, security arrangements to be made for the annual Amarnath Yatra will also be discussed.
And Gulshan Rana, Akashwani News, Jammu.
Mr. Amit Shah is set to visit Rajasthan today. During his visit, Mr. Shah will participate in several religious functions in Pavta, located in the Kotputli Behror district. He will take part in the completion of the 108 Kundiya Rudra Mahamrityunjaya Mahayagya, organized at the Tapostali of Yogi Baba Balaknath in Bawri. Additionally, Mr. Shah will address the Sanatan Dharma Sammelan. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Ram, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, people are celebrating Ram Navami with enthusiasm. Special rituals are being performed at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple on the occasion of Ram Navami in Ram Nagari. Here is a report.
In Ayodhya, joy of Ram Navami is visible everywhere. Ram Nagari is regenerating with the chant of Jai Shri Ram. Devotees from all over the world have reached the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple in Ayodhya for darshan of Ram Lala. On the occasion of Ram Navami, the rays of the sun applied tilak on the forehead of Ram Lala at 12 noon in the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple. This scene lasted for about 4 minutes. This historic moment was carried out by a team of experts and it was broadcast live. For the first time, water from the Sariu River is being sprinkled through drones on the devotees who have reached Ayodhya in large numbers. To protect the devotees from the heat, temporary camps have been set up on Rampath and drinking water has been arranged at 243 places. This time on Ram Navami, more than 2.5 lakh lamps will be lit in Ayodhya, which will be illuminated at Pakka Ghat and Ram's Paddy in front of Ram Katha Park. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished all countrymen on the holy festival. In the USA, millions of people are taking part in protests against President Donald Trump's economic policies and plans to downsize the government. The protests are taking place across all 50 states in the US and globally organized by a pro-democracy movement. A report.
Over 1,400 hands of mass action protests were held at state capitals, federal buildings, congressional offices, social security's headquarters, parks and city halls throughout the entire country. The largest event took place at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., where millions of demonstrators participated. Hundreds of people also protested in European cities. In Berlin, protesting in front of a Tesla showroom, demonstrators held placards calling on fellow Americans living in Germany to protest for an end to the chaos at home. Organizers say they have three demands: an end to the billionaire takeover and rampant corruption of the Trump administration, an end to slashing federal funds for Medicaid, Social Security and other programs on which working people rely on, and an end to the attacks on immigrants, trans people and other communities. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The White House in a statement said that President Trump's position is clear to protect Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid for eligible beneficiaries, whereas the Democrats' stance is giving these benefits to illegal aliens, which will bankrupt such programs and crush American seniors. The United States Customs Agents have begun collecting President Donald Trump's unilateral 10% tariff on all imports from many countries. The initial 10% baseline tariff paid by U.S. importers took effect at U.S. seaports, airports and customs warehouses from Saturday midnight. Among the countries first hit with the 10% tariff are Australia, Britain, Colombia, Argentina, Egypt and Saudi Arabia. India has sent 31 tons of humanitarian aid for an Indian Army field hospital unit deployed in Myanmar to augment New Delhi's efforts to provide relief to the quake-hit country. The aid was sent in a heavy-lift aircraft C-17 Globemaster for Mandalay. It took off from the Hindon Air Force Station in Ghaziabad today. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said, under Operation Brahma, C-17 plane departs from Mandalay with 31 tons of humanitarian aid, including replenishment stores for the Indian Army Field Hospital Unit. Startup Mahakumbh 2025 that concluded in New Delhi yesterday saw a significant participation of young entrepreneurs. The event highlighted the growing strength of the country's entrepreneurial ecosystem. In a statement, the Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the key participants in the Startup Mahakumbh are the government e-marketplace GEM, which showcased its role in supporting startup growth. Moving on to sports, in IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Gujarat Titans in Hyderabad this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium. Gujarat, with 2 wins from 3 matches, stand third in the points table, while Hyderabad, with just 1 win from 4 matches, are at the bottom of the table and desperate to halt a 3-match losing streak. Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 50 runs at the Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates historic new Pamban rail bridge in Tamil Nadu, also to lay foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupee rail and road projects. Prime Minister says India is proud to support Sri Lanka's development journey and his visit will add momentum to bilateral ties. President Draupadi Murmu to leave on a 4-day state visit to Portugal and Slovakia today. Ram Navami being celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm in the country today. massive protests take place in US and European cities against President Donald Trump's economic policies and plans to downsize the government. And in IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to face Gujarat Titans in Hyderabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.